Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And evening one and all, it is Chris and H. It is round two of the best of 2025 in modern contemporary jazz. Yes, it's Jumping In, myself H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show, part two, as H says, of our pick of 25. And as I mentioned on the last show, for me, this is less of a best of, as there are plenty of those reviewers and no doubt album sales figures to say what's the most popular, but rather looking at albums I've found myself returning to throughout the year. So, H, what's made it into your bag this week? Four clear favourites or just the top 20 and you'll decide in a minute?
There are lots to go, it has to be said, and I like to sort of cast my eye back as well. So one, we did actually see Aaron Parks. I loved his album By All Means. I've been playing that and enjoyed that a lot. And going back quite a bit, a reissue, John Sermon's Flashpoints and Undercurrents. Thoroughly enjoyed that one. Charles Lloyd, Wages 80, still going strong. And also one which I only had on digital, I saw later in the year, but I've been really enjoying, First Meeting at Dizzy's. Great stuff.
Yeah, as we said, last year was a great year for jazz releases. Literally hundreds to choose from. For me, we wash, we spin, we cave, and to begin, here's an unlikely combination, whichever way you interpret it. Jasper Blom and the Metropole Orchestra with Your Brutie, Your Beauty, and My Brains.
Thank you.
Your Beauty and My Brains. I engaged my brains before saying it this time. From Metropolarity by Dutch sax legend Jasper Blom and his quartet with the Metropole Orchestra. 2025 was a big year for Blom, his 60th birthday, his 40th year as a professional musician, and the 20th anniversary of his quartet. So they celebrated with a joint venture with the Metropole Orchestra, and we heard Joachim Neufer's arrangements of that track, which first appeared on the quartet's 2008 release Statue of Liberty, and very good it is too, as is the whole album. At its core, the quartet of Jesse Van Ruler on guitar, Frans van der Hoeven on bass, Martin Vink at the drums, and the composer of that track, and Jasper Blom on tenor sax and most of the other compositions.
Terrific stuff, and yes, another enjoyable big band, and a swinging one with a modern, it's swingy, but at the same time has a really good modern feel. It doesn't sound like it's dated in any way. It's something that sounds contemporary and modern, and still got a great swing sound to it as well, which I really enjoy. Aaron Parks, I've been enjoying his music off and on in various formats over the years, and Blue Note, really having a, again, Blue Note having a purple period, if that doesn't sound contradictory. I think Don Was taking over seems to really re-inspire them and invigorated them in recent years, and there's been some cracking music. I've got another two from Blue Note I've really been enjoying, which perhaps is surprising when you think, you know, sometimes the big labels don't come up. They have the big names, not necessarily the best music, but I do really think they are right up there at the moment when you think how much music is coming out, as witnessed by this show. By All Means was his latest with his band, with Ben Solomon, Ben Street on bass, Billy Hart on the drums, and thoroughly enjoyable it is too. They're playing at the London Jazz Festival, not exactly with that lineup, but we saw them, which again really sort of brings it home as well. And we had a nice little chat, and hopefully we'll line up an interview with Aaron. He didn't have time while he was there. Anyway, let's hear the first track from that album, which is called Away.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff. Really been enjoying that album, By All Means on Blue Note, from Aaron Parks with his quartet. Now, the quartet that was playing at the London Jazz Festival, as I say, wasn't the same as on the album. So just there we heard Aaron on piano, Ben Solomon on sax, Ben Street bass, Billy Hart drums. Unfortunately, Billy Hart, I think, had been suffering some health issues and couldn't make it. He was taken by a very tasteful drummer I didn't know, Cornelia Nielsen. I must admit, I'd not seen or heard her before, but a very fine player indeed. Ben Street was replaced with Dana Stevens for the London gig, a fine saxophonist he, and lots of great albums out under his own name, and plays with Walter Smith III and all sorts of other people. A great player, and it seemed like a really nice, relaxed guy as well. And also, I think it was great, we saw them playing live, very much the music from this album, as Aaron himself said, and it sounding very similar, albeit it was a different lineup, and a super place. We were in Ladbroke Hall, a venue we'd never been before. I recommend it to you if you've never been there. A wonderful restaurant, excellent food, great setting in a lovely Art Deco old garage, Talbot Garage, I think it used to be. And yes, the music,
factory,
the food,
factory,
yeah, brilliant,
manufactured,
gorgeous old building which has been repurposed. And the food and the company and the music was just one of those perfect evenings, you know, when you have a really lovely evening. So it's just made it even more special. And Aaron himself just said that he'd been playing with a trio for a while, and when he was on tour in Portugal, he just had this vision of adding a sax player and expanding the palette. And there we go. That's the sound we hear now. Lovely. Hope there's more from that. He sounded the CD in a lovely gold pen too.
Yeah, and Dinah is another one who's worth listening to, as you said, with a leader of several sets. Cornelia also leads her own group, and a change for Aaron away from the electric sound of the previous three Little Big albums. Very fine, they are too. Now, regular listeners to the show will know how much we both love piano trios, and this next album came out in early 25 and has been a regular listen for me ever since. Pianist and composer Gadi Lehavi, bassist Tal Masich, and drummer Ofri Nehema make up the GTO trio. They only have one previous release, their 2018 debut entitled From the Road, but from their 2025 release called Within, here's Like Water. Lovely indeed. Like Water from the GTO Trio's sophomore release, Within. Pianist Lahavi, now aged 29, first came to wider attention in a series of videos with the celebrated saxophonist Dave Liebman when he was just 13, before a visit to New York a couple of years later when he was spotted by Ravi Coltrane, who asked him to play with him at the Village Vanguard and subsequently at Birdland. And he toured with him for a while, then with Gilad Hexelman, and for the last couple of albums he's been the drummer with drummer Ari Hoenig. And I'm sure we're going to hear more from the GTO Trio in the future.
Very fine indeed. Enjoying that. You're listening to Jumping In, the best in modern contemporary jazz here on Manx Radio. And we're looking back at the second programme, looking back at 2025, some of our favourite albums. And I've been listening to the music of John Sermon for, I don't know, 40 or more years, 40 years easily, I think. And he's been around playing for longer than that, I think, coming to London in the late 1960s. And that's where we're going back to now, when he was a young man and really one of the young Turks in town. April the 18th, 1969, not London, though, Hamburg, Germany, where Flashpoints and Undercurrents was recorded, and that's been released, or sort of, I don't know, it's re-released. I think it might have come out earlier on another label. I could be wrong there, but obviously not a new release per se, but wonderful stuff in any case, catching Sermon and a wonderful sort of big band and collection, really, at a sort of their young and vibrant best, when there was everything sort of felt more, it was on the edge. Check this one out. This is the first track on disc one. It's a 2-CD set, and this is called Jackknife.
Thank you.
Spindrift from Benjamin Lackner, who originally was a Berliner, moved to California when he was aged just 13 with his family, got his performance degree and went on to study privately with his mentor and friend Brad Meldo, I need new teeth, I think, before forming the Benny Lackner Trio in 2002. They went on to have 5 world tours, but he says it was always his dream to get on the ECM label, which he achieved in 2022, recording last decade. Only one member of that group was carried across to Spindrift, this current album. As one New York reviewer put it, Lackner's playing, dependably delicate, tastefully understated, floats over clouds of time, leaving silences speak and contributing to the album's overarching air of gentle melancholy. Benjamin said himself, when I was 12, I was listening to Oscar Peterson's Night Train, which is very joyous. His swing, feel and command of the piano, unbelievable. But it's language that sounds worked out to me. By the time I was 15, I was becoming readily turned off pattern-oriented playing. Keith Jarrett, though he had the bebop language and the tradition, always had this lyrical freedom within the phrasing. Even at that young age, I think I subconsciously understood that, because it was joyful like the Oscar Peterson, but it didn't seem rigid. Lackner assembled a great quartet for this record, as I said. Trumpeter Matthias Eich, the only one carried over from the previous recording, and his ethereal, mellifluous style on the trumpet perfectly fits, along with Mark Turner on sax, bassist Linda Mahan O, drummer Matthew Charanzenk, and, of course, Benjamin Lackner at the piano. ECM definitely, as with Blue Note, hitting another purple patch right now, and it could have been one of at least a dozen other albums. But if you enjoyed that track, the album Spindrift won't disappear.
Certainly won't, and I did enjoy that one. I must admit, ECM, as you say, in a rather purple patch at the moment. And this man keeps on going with purple patches, Charles Lloyd. Terrific stuff. I was waiting for Chris Potter to come in, but we'll just have to wait, I think. It's a long track, it's a live album, and I've been enjoying that one. Gonzalo Rubalcaba, in his 60s now. Chris Potter, Eric Harland and Larry Grenadier, first meeting live at Dizzy's. I think that's on Passion Records, been lovely. And before that, the evergreen Charles Lloyd with Jason Moran and Marvin Sewell, Figure in Blue on Blue Note and Abide With Me. He goes on forever, doesn't he? Both being on my turntable a lot.
Plenty of good stuff out there and plenty to look forward to. Already we're looking at upcoming live gigs, and Ronnie's published their schedule for the new upstairs that Ronnie's opening again as well. And we're looking forward to Blue Note Club in London whenever that gets its feet off the ground. But that's just about it for this week's show. But before we go, time for one more track. Now, you know how much I love a big band, and there were many favourites, including Tom Smith's A Year in the Life and Gareth Loughlin's Box of Tricks. But I've always had a soft spot for big bands that sound like small groups. And a trick that was mastered by Snarky Puppy, who indeed had a new release this last year. But I personally think they were outdone by the Danish saxophonist Michael Blatt and his friends in the Aarhus Jazz Orchestra with their Salute to Snarky, extended funky sound and fabulous release Shapeshifter, produced by the Puppy's own Bill Lawrence. Maybe that was the key. From it, here's Man Cave. And as we toddle back to our own, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
We will indeed. You take care now.
Bye for now.
ta 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 ta